Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Turning our attention to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Jim Ryan joining us now with something that you've probably seen quite a lot of recently, whether it's in a graph on Twitter, Facebook, somewhere else, some of these rankings of activities by risk. Now, Jim, we've seen quite a few of those. Some of them, you know, I guess are more trustworthy than others, these lists.
Well, you're right. This one is anecdotal. It's an educated guess, but a very educated guess. It comes from the physicians working here in Texas with the Texas Medical Association and the COVID-19 Task Force. They put together 37 different activities based upon their risk factor in terms of coronavirus. You look at the low end of it. Opening the mail is at the very low end of risk. The very top, going to a bar, and that accounts for the decision by the governor here to close down the bars across Texas until the state gets a handle on the COVID-19. The numbers just keep rising here, though, Brian.
Is something like going to a shopping mall, is that on there somewhere?
It is, yeah. Going shopping is considered moderate risk. Shopping at a shopping mall, sending kids to school is about the same risk as that. Going to a beach, those all are considered moderate risks for coronavirus. On the other end, at the top end, eating at a buffet, working out at a gym, going to an amusement park, those things are considered high-risk activities, and all of it, though, can be abated somewhat if you wear a mask and you practice social distancing. Not easy to do in a gym, but something that you can lower your risk at least while getting some exercise.
Yeah, a lot of people looking at these risk charts and kind of determining what they're going to do from there. Bars are on there, too, and they're in the deep red end, right?
Well, they are, yes. And obviously the point of going to a bar is to socialize, which flies in the face of social distancing. What's more, you have to take off your mask to have a drink. And the doctors who put this list together point out that as you have more drinks, the less inclined you are to follow social distancing. Inhibitions come down, caution goes out the window, and suddenly you find yourself sitting right next to somebody talking right in their face. What's more, if there's music playing, you're going to be yelling. And if you're yelling, you're expelling more of whatever's in your lungs.
Yeah, that's a good point. What is like the safest activity you could do?
Well, according to the doctors, it's opening the mail. And that was something that was of concern initially. People thought, well, maybe the stuff stays on the on a surface like paper or cardboard. Above that, though, just slightly above in terms of low risk, is getting restaurant takeout. Pumping gasoline is considered low risk. And that's something I've thought about, though, is pumping gas. And, you know, do you wear a glove when you do that? Generally, I'd grab one of the paper towels out of the window cleaner unit and use that to hold the handle. But maybe I'm just being paranoid.
I wouldn't know, Jim. I've been running on the same tank of gas for like 3 months.
He's finally back to work here, Jim.
Wow. So you're in studio.
Yes, in studio for the first time. Eventually, I'll have to hit the gas pump again. Jim, thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.